it re-emerged, has re-emerged after we had come across it before, where basically the criminals are targeting the businesses. They look maybe through the website, see who's in charge, who's the CEO, who's the managing director, and they send an email on using this name basically to the financial controller or the accounts department or whatever, looking for the immediate transfer of funds into an account, which is more likely in the UK.
And there have been numerous reports across the county of this scam doing the rounds.
Yeah, we've had a couple of reports of it. Thankfully, when the request came in, it was for a large sum of money, so the phone call was made or the contact was made with the managing director and established that he hadn't sent it at all in this case. So suspicions were aroused then, and when they looked more closely at the account details or the email address, it used a personal name, which was correct, but it had the ending of the domain at aol.co.uk, and also the request was for the large sum was in euros instead of sterling. But it looked authentic. It had all the relevant details, account name, account number, IBAN and BIC numbers, you know, which would be required for a transaction like that. But just thankfully these people are aware. It's just for people to be aware that if you get a request in, even for a smaller amount, just to double check with the person requesting that's in the company and make sure that it's authentic.